Okay, so we begin tonight our learning of Hilchos Sefer Torah. Now, I for the first time in probably a year and a half, other than the Shulchan Aruch, Torah Shulchan Aruch, I don't have like an actual Sefer to kind of just follow along with, sort of give the later authority. So we'll do it sif by sif, see what comes up. The two things, I do have something called Masechta Sefer Torah here, with I think the Ha'aros from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So that, I think, will have some stuff. We'll see where that takes us. And there also is a sefer called the Keses HaSofer, which is written by Rav Shlomo Ganzfried. Rav Shlomo Ganzfried is most famous for being the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He actually is somewhat related to us, sort of, distantly. But he probably is the more prominent work, or perhaps his more authoritative work, I would say, is a sefer that he wrote on Hilchos Stam, the Keses HaSofer, which... I was looking, trying to find if there's a copy on Hebrew Books or something like that. I wasn't able to come across it. However, then I found it on Sefaria. Not just on Sefaria, but even translated on Sefaria. So there's a we'll have access to that sefer to be used as we go along. But tonight, before we get into the actual halachos of the Sefer Torah itself, so tonight and probably half of next week will be spent figuring out what the mitzvah is of writing the Sefer Torah. So if you take a look in Simon Ayin Reish, right? Sheldon was like the flip, from Reish Ayin to Ayin Reish. But
hello.
Yes.
How do you get
him out of the
Thomas?
I haven't. You came in late. I just put it in the chat again. You see it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Could be. So the Torah says the mitzvah aseh al kol adam yisrael sheyichtov lo sefer Torah ma'otzar lachzor achareha, that there is a mitzvah for every Jew to write a sefer Torah, and everybody should try to get one. As Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Halokeach sefer Torah min hashuk kechotef mitzvah min hashuk." That somebody who purchases the sefer Torah from the shuk, it's as if one has grabbed the mitzvah from the shuk. Now, is that a good thing, a bad thing? If it's bad, how bad is it? It sounds like it's not so good. Kasvu osheigia bo afilu os achas keilu kibla mehar sina. However, if you write one or if you fix one, it's as if you got it from Har Sinai yourself. So just fixing one would be sufficient. So that's good. I like that. I've fixed a few in my day. But anyways, so where is this coming from? So there's really two Gemaras that are coming together here. So number one, the Beis Yosef quotes Beperek Beis the Sanhedrin. What in the world is it doing in the second parak of Sanhedrin? So there it deals with the halachos that are specific to a king. One of the halachos specific to a king is he has to write his own Sefer Torah. So there's a few halachos there about writing a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara there comments, Amar Rava, Afal Pishe Nichu Lo Avosav La'adam Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo, that even if he inherited one from his parents, he still needs to write one on his own. Shneemar, V'yata Kisfu Lachem Es Hashira, you should write for yourself a Shira, implying that if you just get one, if you just inherit one from parents, that's not going to be sufficient. So Perish came in the Kaimelon, the Ein Kosven es Torah Parshios the Torah Chasuma Nisa al Korchach Lo Kaamar Sheyichtevu Shiras Hazinu Levad El Haynu Lomer Sheyichtevu Kol Torah At Shiras Hazinu Shehi Gemar Shel Torah. So wait, I mean, you're going to write this Shira. So based on the fact that the Gemara in Gittin talks about that just writing a couple Parshios isn't going to work, it has to be the entire Sefer Torah. It says, write this Shira. He says, no, this Shira is referring to Hazinu. You have to write from the beginning of the Torah until Hazinu. Vezos HaBracha comes after Hazinu. I don't know. I guess somehow Hazinu is extended. I don't know. That sounds like an interesting drasha for Simchas Torah, if we ever have that again. So V'kachim Divrei HaRambam, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah as well. Fine. Then, so that's number one, that you have to write one, and even if you're inherited one, that's not good enough. However, Umaotzar Chlachzar Racha, and it quotes from the Torah as well, and then it says that's coming out of, and the Beis Yosef on the top of the next page, Beperek HaKometz Rabba, that's in Maseches Menachos. Uperish Nemuke Yosef, wait, Oh, I'm sorry. The Beis Yosef is going off of the quote in the Torah, right, where the Torah says that you have to get one, and if you can't get one, and if you just buy one, it's like you're purchasing one from the Shuk. So the Beis Yosef said, yeah, that's what it says in the Gemara Maseches Menachos, and the Mukhe Yosef there says, Kechotef Mitzvah. It's as if he has grabbed the Mitzvah. So it sounds like the Mukhe Yosef is saying that you are Yotze. Interestingly enough, the Beis Yosef does not quote Rashi, nor does he quote Tosos. But Rashi explicitly and Tosos pretty much explicitly both say that, yeah, it's like you grab the mitzvah from the shuk, but that's okay. Meaning you're still yotze the din. Maybe it's not considered ideal, but you're still going to be yotze. Right? She'ein lo schar gadol kol kach kamisha tarach b'ksiva. So you don't get as much schar as somebody who sat and wrote the entire thing. V'ish makul imarto hadin lachluk v'lomar ilmali sheba alav b'lo toreach lo haya osa osa. And there's room to learn this halacha that so long as you don't actually put work into it, you haven't actually done it. So what is that driving at? So we'll see if Moshe Feinstein makes this explicitly. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But he seems to be drawing a distinction and saying that when it comes to inheriting a Sefer Torah, so you didn't do anything about it. You didn't do anything. But if you go and purchase one, so that might not be the same as writing a Sefer Torah, but you're putting in work. You're playing some active role in the development of the Sefer Torah. So therefore, you would be yotze the halacha that way. Kasuhu ba'atzmo oschar sofer lekasu v'toreach b'tikun haklafim v'lispol ol hasofer ad shenichlev. He says, or you write one. So the Beis Yosef adds here, or either you write it or you pay a sofer to write it. So paying a sofer to write it is different than buying a Sefer Torah, right? The Beis Yosef is distinguishing there, right? When it comes to buying a Sefer Torah, so that's kechotef mitzvah min hashuk. But everybody seems to assume that if you go and commission a Sefer Torah, you go and pay someone to write one for you, so that would be a full fulfillment, a complete fulfillment of this mitzvah. And then kiilu kiblu yesh lamata rachmin lomer kamo shetarach toreach zek kenhu kenu toreach lelechas midbar kedei lekabel Torah mehar Sinai. It's as if you accept from Har Sinai, because just as the Bnei Yisrael was mitareach, worked hard in order to get the Torah from Har Sinai, so too you should work hard in order to get the Sefer Torah yourself. And afilu os achas, meaning there was a mistake and you need to fix it. It's you shouldn't go around erasing a Sefer Torah and then like adding in the letter, right? That's not a good idea. But if there was a problem, meaning it was puzzle at the time, and now you've made it kasher, so you fulfilled your mitzvah, whatever that means. Yeshu Marta Rachman Lomar Kamosha Tikin Zekach Im Hayamotse to Yaser Rabos Haimatakin Usam. Right? That it's coming to tell us that you've fixed it up, so if you find plenty of mistakes, so then you fixed it, so that would be okay. The Ramah takes you here, and I have trouble reading this Ramah. This Darkei Moshe seems to be saying that what we said so far. He says, if the Darkei Moshe says, Uva Mordechai Hilchos Ketanos, Perish Ri, Dahada Amrin Kechotef Mitzvah Min Ashuk. I mean, what does it mean when it says that it's as if he purchased the mitzvah from the Shuk? Alokeach Kai. It's going on the buyer. Lefisha Ata Lo Chaser Chavero Mitzvah. The Adarabba, Avera Haisha. Avera haisa lahashos biyado sefer she'enu muga, meaning you haven't caused a loss to your friend. Meaning just the opposite. There is a prohibition in him having a sefer Torah which is not fixed, which is a halacha that we'll come across. Meaning having a puzzle sefer Torah around is not a good idea. Mishum al tishkan bo alacha ola, that you shouldn't have in your ol an avla, something that's a problem. Harei zacha b'kniyaso v'hagaso v'zaycha chaveru she'atzilu min ha'avera. So you have been zocha by your purchase and your fixing of it, meaning you did a good thing, and he did a good thing because he got rid of it and put it in the hands of somebody that could sell it, implying that I think what the Darkei Moshe is saying is that that's a good thing. I mean, if a guy has a puzzle sefer Torah and now you purchase it from him, having in mind that you're going to fix it up either personally or commissioning somebody to do so. So that's a good thing on both sides. You've bought one and will fix it, and the other guy no longer will have a puzzle sefer Torah in his possession. So that would also be considered a good thing. So far on the page, there's nobody that seems to say that purchasing it is no good, right? We didn't see that anywhere. We just had this idea of Chotef Mitzvah Min Hashuk, and the comment of the Nimuke Yosef, and I added in the comment of Rashi, seemingly also the comment of the Mordechai, all saying to one degree or another that you are Yotze the Mitzvah by purchasing a Torah, and the fact that you and certainly if you fix it up, you are certainly going to be Yotze the Mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah. One second. So let's.
Does it have to be a whole Sefer Torah? Like, if you do this thing where you buy a letter.
Oh, so there's two things about buying a letter, which we'll get to. So one is about being a shutaf in a Sefer Torah. I mean, do you have to buy a Sefer Torah? Could you get together with some other people and purchase one? So we'll get to that. That's one issue. Then there's this thing about, if you go to a dedication of a Torah and you fill in a letter, that you yotze. So that's not true. It's not true because you're doing it on behalf of somebody. It might be true, but it often isn't true because the letters that are hollow, according to most poskim, are probably me'ikar hadin letters, good letters. So that's you're probably not yotze by just filling in a letter, as when you're yotze anyways. Now, when I when was it? Last year. It seems like ages ago, but last year the Kohelet got a new Sefer Torah, and they actually hired me to come and fill in the last. I was very nervous about it. Like, it was kind of like, I'm not really a sofer, whatever. But no. The guy in Israel said that you should have no problem doing it. Like, gee, thanks. What they did was, instead of leaving letters hollow, they left connections empty. So for instance, if you have an aleph, so an aleph is a line in the middle and two yuds, right, a top and a bottom, with a connection to the vav down the middle. So he left the connection out. So I formed the aleph by adding the connection, right? So that's apparently he said that's the new style. To do this, that way you actually are completing letters as opposed to just filling them in. But that's going to be later on. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Ayin Reish. Okay, so Mitzvah Ayin Reish, in Simen Ayin Reish, it begins by saying, Mitzvahs Ase Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, we'll see about women Mi Yisrael, but it sounds like men from Yisrael, Lichtov Lo Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah, Afilu Einichu Lo Avosav Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo. And even if your fathers leave you a Sefer Torah, it's still a mitzvah to write one on your own. Ve'eno Rishai L'machro, however, you shouldn't purchase one. You shouldn't sell it, right? It's inappropriate to sell that. I left that part out of the Beis Yosef. We'll see if we get there tonight, the issue of selling a Sefer Torah. Skip through the Ramah, and towards the bottom of the Ramah, he says here, halfway through the Ramah, it says, Sachar lo sofer, if you hire a sofer to write one, lichtov lo sefer Torah, shakanu, or you purchase one, v'hu haya muta, right, and it was puzzle at the time, v'igiyo, so then you go ahead and fix it, hareza ki'ilu kasfu, so that also is the equivalent of writing it, aval lakhu kach, v'lo higiyo bo davar, but if you purchase one and you don't fix anything, Havi kechotef mitzvah min hashuk, then it's like you're being chotef mitzvah min hashuk. So far, so good. We just don't know what that means. But then adds the Ramah, ve'eno yotze bazeh, and you're not yotze. So the Ramah is of the opinion, right, apparently, that you're not yotze if you simply go ahead and purchase it. So where does he get this from? So where does he get this from? So the Minchas Chinuch, which is, I think, on the source sheet. Yes. Yeah, well, I skipped over the Rav Moshe for now. Minchas Chinuch is page number 5, but turned over to the side. Yeah, sorry, I'm not sure why that happened. Right, so the Minchas Chinuch can... What? Or you could turn your screen on, yes. So the Minchas Chinuch has one second here, where is that? Oh, whoops. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't put this page on. sorry about that. We'll get to the other stuff shortly. But where is this coming from? The idea that you wouldn't be Yotze. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that it's coming from the Shitas HaRambam. Why? Because the Rambam in his halachos of writing a Sefer Torah in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph says that it's mitzvah for every Jew to purchase one to write a Sefer Torah, and if he writes in your hand, it's okay, and if you don't know how to write it, other people can write it for you, and if you fix it, it's okay. If you fix one, it's as if you wrote it, and that's all the Rambam says. So what is the Rambam leaving out? The Rambam leaves out the idea of purchasing a Sefer Torah. So perhaps that's what motivates the Ramah to say that this purchasing the Sefer Torah is not going to be sufficient. Now in the footnote of the Minchas Chinuch here, should they look it up itself, but in the footnote of the Minchas Chinuch, he points out that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos does include purchasing a Sefer Torah as a viable way of being Yotzei the Mitzvah. That it says, V'im Iyev Sharlo Lakosu, if you can't write it, Tsar Shiyiknuhu, O Yischar, you could purchase one, or you can commission one, right? And the Rambam seems to put both of them at the same thing. So where the Ramah is getting it from is unclear. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that the Rambam isn't the only one who leaves it out, but the Rif also leaves it out. And the Rif doesn't have a Sefer Mitzvos to go and show that he really held that purchasing one is okay. So perhaps the Ramah is following the Shita of the Rif. Okay, it's unclear. In the Ramah in our Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say where he's getting it from, right? Usually the Ramah has sources in parentheses. The Ramah doesn't have it here. Those weren't necessarily added by the Ramah, written by the Ramah, but the Ramah doesn't necessarily quote a source. It's a little hard to know where he's getting it from. Nevertheless, if you take a look in the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Hagra number 3, Gimel. So there he says, right, he's going on this Ramah, and he says, Minachos Lamed Aleph Ayin Tosu Sham, and Ayin Rashi Sham, the Hagraz, sorry, Redimar Askel Chotev, Mitzvahs Avad, V'ayin Taz, V'divrei Rashi Iker. And take a look at the Taz, because in fact, we paskin like Rashi, that purchasing a Sefer Torah would be an acceptable form of purchasing. So, it's good. I mean, potentially there are used Sefer Torah on the market for a few $1,000. I'm not sure I'd recommend purchasing them, but get a little bit higher, you can probably find a Sefer Torah for significantly less that's used than new. If we take a look at the Taz in Aleph, he also talks about this Torah at the end. Right, and he says v'rama hevi zeh b'samuch, the very like two lines before the end of the Rama Aleph, which is pretty long. B'samuch kasev d'mashe kaschol de min hashuk ve'eno yotzei b'zeh hu neged divrei Rashi. Right, this idea that the Rama says against the Rashi, kasev de imlacha mitzvahs avid. Rashi says you are yotzei the mitzvah. V'im kasva havi mitzvotein. If you write it, it's considered more of a mitzvah. So that is I assume most people assume today that one would be yotzei their mitzvah with their purchase. Now, the one thing that we left out, although perhaps the Beis Yosef himself alluded to it, is the question of why is purchasing a Sefer Torah, if you're yotzei by purchasing a Sefer Torah, why are you not yotzei by inheriting a Sefer Torah, right? Why is purchasing so much better than inheriting? So back into the source sheet, you could turn your computer back the other way. Oh, I'm sorry, no, you got to keep your computer sideways. Page number 4, where am I in the right? This is the right, yes. page number 4, where Rav Moshe writes, the part that I have underlined there, he says, Lo kasha klum, da tori kpida shiyavu lo mitzvah zu betircha votzas mamun. He says, the Torah's requirement is not just that you have a Sefer Torah, but that you actually put work into the Sefer Torah, betircha, or by spending money. As the Taz says, v'shem enimukei Yosef, v'yorusha od garua mikona. So for that reason, inheriting a Sefer Torah is worse than purchasing one. Shiyotzi ba l'rashi, v'gam lo hotzi shum hotzah, because you didn't do anything. V'lo tarach klum, uv'kinyan ha hotzi hotzah, v'gam tarach ksas. And it says, when you purchase it, at least you did a kinyan, and you did some work. And see the Piskei Tshuva, v'shem Mishnas Chachamim, v'lachein af l'rashi mitzvah hu kedei lumud ba, hari al kopanu yikbid the Torah shiyichtav a Sefer Torah shiyeh betircha, v'lo ba'ofen kal ki yirusha. Right, we'll see the Shitas HaRush. I'm sort of deliberately leaving out the Rush. We'll probably get to it next week. The Rush has a Shita where he perhaps gets... We'll see what the Rush actually says. But he's often quoted as just saying that nowadays we don't learn from Sefer Torah, so therefore there's no requirement to actually go and write a Sefer Torah per se. Rather, the idea is to have Svarim, and therefore the mitzvah would be unclear whether it means to write or to buy Svarim in order to have. But anyways, so even according to the Rush, the mitzvah is to learn from it, right? Still, you should, he says, to write it, that there has to be some kind of work in order to do it. Umeizatam nicha lo yoser imhu mitzvah be'alma mimhu bishvil limud. And certainly, for every reason, it might be better if there's a mitzvah, general mitzvah, if it's just for learning it. Gam imhu mitzvah be'alma hayotzi l'rashi apakonav enimsa shem mitzvah hishizu hi shahaisa lo sefer Torah achshar marta Torah shim yitlu v'atzma shayitra harbei hi mitzvah gedola. Says, and that's also the meaning, says Rav Moshe, between the idea of purchasing a Sefer Torah, why it would be better to write it than to purchase it. Because writing it is much more of a tircha, is much more of a challenge than merely buying a Sefer Torah. So there's a tircha component here, there's an effort component here that we seem to get, the more effort you put in, the more schar that one would be able to get in order to fulfill this. In another book that I have on the topic, well, I have it here, yes, there's a book here, Inside Stam, in English, by Rabbi Reuven Mendelowitz. If anybody, if you want to sound very smart about Hilchos Mezuzah Tefillin and Sefer Torah without like putting in that much work, you just read this book. And you'll immediately be much more intelligent about these matters than 95% of people who put on tefillin every day. So here he makes the comment that in discussing this idea of purchasing versus buying, he says there are gedolim over the years. I'm not sure he quoted anybody per se, but there are gedolim over the years that expended much effort to be able to learn how to write a Sefer Torah in order to be yotzei this mitzvah on their own. There is a further question, maybe we'll get to it down the line, about is it better to write your own Sefer Torah that's not going to be so nice, or hire a sofer to do it, and it's going to be much nicer. It's another question. Save that for down the line if it comes up. Yeah, that's a good question. It may be because there is a... I'm not sure. I could pontificate. And perhaps I'll pontificate by saying that the whole idea that there is a Talmud Torah component aspect to this as well. The idea to have a Sefer Torah available so that you'll be able to run the way the Sefer HaChinuch says, you should have a Sefer Torah available so that you can just learn from it instead of having to borrow one from your neighbor every time you want to learn. So perhaps because there's like a Talmud Torah connection to it, it might be considered, the more tircha you put in, the more you're going to gain from it, right? If you sit and write a Sefer Torah, I hope you would know it better than a person who just went ahead and purchased it. Maybe that's what it's connected to. I'm not sure. I don't think Rav Moshe gives... What? Right. No, this is Vatem Kisvul Achem Es Hashir Azos is on everybody. There's a separate mitzvah from the king to write his own Sefer Torah, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin actually alludes to. That. The what? Right. Yeah, could be. Although the only problem with that is that, well, then why should buying one be good at all? Right. No, it's if your handwriting's like mine, you can't write it either. Just add a few lines here and there. Okay, so there are a couple of Piskei Tshuvas here. The first few are like entire sugyas on their own. So if you take a look at Piskei Tshuva Ayin Resh of Aleph, he says Kol Ish. So right off the bat, he says I am a Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, right? Chelak Yudal Simen Samach Beis Inyan Ksiva Sefer Torah B'Shutvas. Can you do it in a partnership? Im yotzim yedei chuvasim. And if you join with other people in order to write a Sefer Torah with them, are you going to be yotzei this chiyuv? Ayin sham. Ayin b'sefer pardes David. Me'arav David dishbak. Parshas kitetzi shagam huzal nistapik. But there also was questioned about this. The dilma be'inan kulo mishalchem. Lahotzi shutfus kamo de'isa gabe esrog m'sechus v'basa. Maybe the Sefer Torah can be compared to an esrog, where it needs to be entirely lachem. Then there's a little parenthesis here. We discussed the issue of esrog, how true that is. But it says v'kisu lachem mesashir azos. So maybe it means you need to have one yourself. V'tema ma'od al minhag olam. Right, and it's a big question on the minhag. The pashut who be'ene kol achaburos shekosin sefer Torah b'shutfus tochol echad yotze bein bo. That when all these groups that get together to write a Sefer Torah, apparently that was the minhag, they all seem to just assume that, oh, this is my opportunity to be yotzei the mitzvah, even though it's being done v'shutfus. V'shuv kasev lochiach ksas k'minhag ha'olam, the yotzin v'shutfus. And he does write a little bit to defend the minhag ha'olam, that people do attempt to be yotzei v'shutfus. That people attempt to be yotzei this with partners. In the Sefer Inside Stam, this whole thing is questions and answers. He writes in the beginning that 1 year before Shovavim, before right Shmos Va'ira, the set of Parshios, where there's a tradition that the Rav of the Shul gives certain extra shirim. So 1 year he went to the Rav of the Shul and said, why don't you talk about Stam type topics? And the Rav said, oh come on, everybody knows everything about Stam. He says, oh yeah. And he sat down and wrote down, 30 questions that he figured that he gets asked all the time. He himself is a sofer, and he gave it to the Rav here, and that became the first 30 questions of the book. So it ends up being is about 150, 160 questions in the book. So one of those questions is the issue of writing a Sefer Torah b'shutfus, and he just kind of shrugs and says, "There's a lot of ink. Where is it here?" So a lot of ink has been spilled regarding that question of whether you could be yotze with a partnership, and I'm not going to get into it now. So he sort of leaves you hanging. But if you look in the back to that page of the Minchas Chinuch, there's three of these topics that we're covering on that one page of Minchas Chinuch, which is why that's the page that got on. So on that page, it's page 5 of the sources, right? Yeah, page 5. The bottom left. Right, this Minchas Chinuch, it's published already 35, 40 years ago, but it all of a sudden opened up the Sefer, because it gave you the topics on the side. You could easily find what you want to discuss. So in number Zion, where it says B'Shutfus in the margin, it says V'nei B'Tshuvus Achronim Chakruim Yotzim Mitzvah Zu B'Shutfus. Can you be Yotzei? Kivan D'Ksiv Lachem Havi K'lulav. Then maybe it says Lachem, maybe it's like a lulav, or you need to own it. From that pasuk, you can't really figure it out. And also from the reasons of the mitzvahs, we can't really figure it out. Meaning, is the idea of the mitzvah to have more Sifrei Torah around? Is it for you personally to own more books? If it's for you personally to have it, like the Sefer Achinuch seemed to say, so then maybe you can't be a Shufav, because you're still going to have the same problem of having to, you know, walk next door to your neighbor in order to borrow a Sefer Torah. He says, V'har b'inyan muva b'chulin reish parak reish yisagez et sarak shiyu shalo. There's many ideas brought in Maseches Chulin about what needs to be yours. M'falfa shasal inyan shufas, and they question about whether partnerships work. And this isn't brought at all. So it's unclear what that means. He says, in truth is, anything that we can't learn based on the kolam of the Gemara, we can't paskin on. However, he says, Rak mitzad hasvara efshar lomer de'ein yotzim b'shurfas. The Minchas Chinuch says, I have a svara to say that you can't really be yotze with a partnership. Why? Deem kein, yucholim kol dor v'dor, you call Yisrael yotzim b'sefer Torah echad. He says, if that was the case, so then each generation could just write one sefer Torah for the whole generation. Everybody could contribute a quarter, right? And that way, the entire Klal Yisrael could be yotze with that sefer Torah. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, like, logically, it seems like impossible to me that should be a fulfillment for everybody to work. But then he says, Ach efshar einachinami. He says, but maybe that's true. Maybe that could be right. Afal be the efshar lilmo mi sefer Torah echad b'ksiv lamda inanach yucholim lilmo zos miatzmenu. Right. That even though you're right, it would be impossible for every Jew to learn from one sefer Torah. Still, right. Maybe we're not going to make those type of drushos for ourselves. So he sort of, and then he quotes a couple of sources that go both ways on it. So this is sort of like an open question, but clearly from the Piskei Tshuva, it seems like that was the minhag. Meaning these shuls, you know, the shtibles in Europe, if they wanted to get a sefer Torah, that would be to be written. So they would all get together, have a sefer Torah campaign, not just a sefer Torah campaign where somebody underwrites the whole thing and everyone else is to raise money for the institution. Rather, that everybody donated for the writing of the sefer Torah itself. So that's Piskei Tshuva 1. Piskei Tshuva 2. Says Ish Mi Yisrael, so I am the Tshuva Shagas Aryeh. Le'inyan im gam nashim chayvus b'mitzvah zu. Are women also chayv in this? Shel k'sivas sefer Torah ka nashim olo. Are women obligated in this like men or not? What's the reasons to say that they are chayv in this mitzvah? One reason is because why should they be pater, right? It's not a mitzvah saseisha azman grama, right? It's something that you have over the course of one's life. Although the truth is, in today's daf that was learned in the Beth HaMedrash daf Yomi Shir today discusses the issue of tefillin. I think we're like two or three daf in the head, but discusses the issue of tefillin. And there, and discusses whether actually there are tanaim who talk about that maybe women are chayiv in it, basing themselves on the fact that perhaps you could wear tefillin on Shabbos, implying. Well, I'm sorry, that actually brings it the other way, right? But here you could say it's a mitzvah. Because women could wear on Shabbos, therefore you see it's not a mitzvah to say shazman grama. That's what the Gemara sort of floats out there. So what about writing a sefer Torah? So writing a Sefer Torah can't be done on Shabbos. So maybe it then goes back to being a mitzvah seseisha zman grama. I'm not sure. What's the reason to say that women are not chayiv in this? Because women are not permitted to write Sefer Torah. It's just the actual writing of a Sefer Torah is not yotze with a woman. So therefore, how could we say that they would be chayiv in the mitzvah that they're not allowed to do? Right. So that's a bit of a question that is out there. What is required? On the last page of the source sheet, I found from Rabbi Josh Flug here, because he has a shir on this topic. So he actually put in, it didn't come out so well, but that's from the Mishnas Rebbe Aaron, the Tshuvas of Rav Aaron Cutler. So Rav Aaron Cutler was asked that a woman had set aside money specifically for the purpose of a Sefer Torah, and then decided that she wanted to change her mind and rather give the money to a kola. Right? So is that okay? So one of the questions he says is that if it was what was the pledge originally to do the Sefer Torah? Was that a pledge for a mitzvah, in which case it can't be changed? Or was it a pledge to do a nice thing, in which case maybe it could be? So Rav Aaron suggests a couple reasons why it might not be considered a mitzvah for the woman. Number one is that maybe women are pater from the mitzvah. Number two, that and this we'll get into next week, that you can't be Yotzi the mitzvah today because of the idea of the Shagas Aryeh, which we're not going to go to. Also, that the idea of the Rush, that there's not actually a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah today, rather it's to get other mitzvahs, other Svarim, and also the Ramah, who says that buying a Sefer Torah is not considered a mitzvah. So all those are thrown out by Rav Aaron Cutler. I don't think the minhag is generally that we assume that women are chayiv in this, even though Pesach Tshuva points out that it's a little bit ambiguous. And then finally, Gimel, lichtov lo Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah. So Gimel, so here says, Ayin b'Sefer Torah s'chayim b'Sanhedrin, shekasav v'nir d'yachid hakosev Sefer Torah la'atzmo v'nasto l'beis haknesses. So this is an interesting thing. What about, so a guy who writes a Sefer Torah, so now they have a Sefer Torah, shkayach. So what do they do with that? So, right, it's not going to get used much unless it's given to the shul. So what does it mean to be given to the shul? So here he says, let's say a guy writes a Sefer Torah, and then he gives it to the shul in order to read it. So he says the Sefer Torah Schayim, lav shaper of it. He didn't do a good thing. I mean, to write a Sefer Torah and then say, okay, I hereby donate it to the shul to be used, right, and it's now the shul's, that's not okay. Why, the kevan shemakadisha harehi shel hektish, v'lav shalohi, v'eino yotzi b'yidei chovasa. Because once he is makdish it, once he donates it to the shul, it's now hektish, it's no longer his. And therefore he's no longer yotzei his mitzvah. So it sounds like, almost, and we'll see the Minchas Chinuch gets into this, says, so you could like be yotzei and then not be yotzei, right? You can write the Sefer Torah and say, ah, here you go. And then someone else is yotzei, then you've lost it, according to this idea. I mean, the idea is not just to write a Sefer Torah, but to have a Sefer Torah. He says, v'leikala meimar deksiva l'chud talimil. So it's not just about writing. Ze'eno d'yachet shekasa Sefer Torah la'atzmo, v'achar kach nevda, because a person who writes a Sefer Torah for himself and then lost it, pshita shetzarech lichtov lo Sefer Torah acheres. Obviously, he would need to write another one. I don't know, is that so obvious? I don't know if it's so obvious, but he assumes it's obvious. So therefore, it appears that one should not be makdish a Sefer Torah unless he has already written another one for himself. Ad kan lashono ayin sham. So the Kenri Isi Birchas Yosef, a Sefer Chuvah Space Yehuda, Vayim a Sefer Bnei Yona, don't know who that, no relation. May I go Marina Rav Yona land, not land though, just land, I don't know, also no relation, as far as I know. Sofer Shecholik Alav Vesover Deim Nevda Mimenu Vehi Mitzuyim Be'eza Makom Sheyotzim Yidei Mitzvah. So this Rav Yosef, this Rav Yona land disagrees and says, no, if you lose a Sefer Torah, it's out there someplace, right? So somebody's using it. So you brought the Sefer Torah into the world, and it's being used. So therefore, you are Yotzei. Va'ata kisu lachem v'afilu im nikru nisrifu karuva davar shiyatzi de mitzvah. So he says, and even if it's burnt, meaning it's no longer usable, you still be Yotzei the mitzvah, shel ksiva. U'mikol shekein im ikdisha diyatza de mistama lo hikdisha ela shetem yuchedes l'kriyas atzibur. And certainly, if you are makdish it, you should be Yotzei as well. Meaning, if you're Yotzei, even if you lost it, we don't say you have a chiyav to write another one. Certainly, if you donate it to a shul, that's better than losing it, right? You know that it's going to be used, at least, you know, whenever Sheldon decides to get around to rolling that one, right? So you know it's going to be used every once in a while. So that's good. All right, about mitzvah aksiva ishtar la'atz, mikol makom yozuto shadisha vretiye kula shalom. He says, however, you're probably better off not donating it, but rather keeping it to yourself. And from what I understand, that is the minhag. I think most people, when they donate a Sefer Torah, they maintain ownership of the Sefer Torah and give it over to the shul to use. I'm not sure. I mean, we had that with the Strong Torah, the Kessler, who then took their Torah, right? The Kessler Torah also, right? It's their Torah, right? We're just housing it and have permission to use it, but that's not just though they, you know, they want to keep it. There's actually a halachic basis to say that we're not going to just donate the Sefer Torah to the shul. Yeah, he says, right, and he quotes as well, that the minhag is, if you lose a Sefer Torah, to not go ahead and write another one. Right. The truth is the Minchas Chinuch pretty much quotes the ideas of the Piskei Tshuva, so that's good. I think that's good enough for us. And then one more just thought here that Sif Dalid says Avos of Sefer Torah Ayin B'Tshuva Shagas Aryeh Simon Lamed Dalid Shahala who paskins that Filu Lo Hinichu Lo Avos of Ksuva El Kolshehu Afilu Teva Os Achad Levad V'Hu Gmar V'Hishlem Es Hakol Lo Yatzu Yidei Chovaso Mitzvos Aseh. The Shagas Aryeh says that even if your parents leave over a Sefer Torah that needs fixing. Not just needs fixing, but needs. They gave you a Sefer Torah with the letter Beis filled in, and they said, "Oh, we're almost done. You just take care of the rest." Suggest the Shagas Aryeh that you're not Yotze. So this was quite a head scratcher. I actually have a copy of the Shagas Aryeh. So I took it. Shagas Aryeh is like the what's called the Truma Sedeshin, where he wrote his own questions and then wrote his own answers. So right? it's a Shaila Teshuva. It's called Shaila Teshuva Shagas Aryeh, but he made up all the questions. But anyway, so I found this tshuva. It's just a line at the end of the tshuva. I don't know. He doesn't like give the svara for this that one would be yotze. Now that you would not be yotze even if you like. I mean, according to the svara that we said before, that buying one is considered less effort than purchasing one, and when you inherit one, it's as if you didn't put in any effort at all. But here you're putting in effort. Why should that not be okay? So in the Minchas Chinuch, on the page before the one I put on, he seems to assume that you would be yotze. But then he quotes the Shagas Aryeh that wonders about this. You're not yotze. And he kind of leaves it. Says, "Yeah, I'm not really sure why that would possibly be." So that is the sugya of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Now, I mentioned before that there is an issue with regards to the Rush, that there is a shita of Rush about how this is applicable b'zman hazeh. There's another sheet of the Shagas Aryeh, which we alluded to before, that maybe you wouldn't be yotze today anyways, because we don't really have perhaps we don't have the correct edition of the Sefer Torah, which we'll see if that pops up. That we'll save for next week. And then there's also the issue of selling the Sefer Torah here, but I think maybe we're out of time already. So maybe we'll stop here and pick up with those sugyos and Mirzoshem next week. Okay.